We have Ed Jones, Joe Holloman, who's just saw an interception. Jim Germany in the house as well.
And there you go. If you can slide that on. Geez, we got headsets for everybody. We got more headsets in here than I've ever seen before. We'll have some conversation with these guys as the play goes along here. We're joined in the booth by the three guys going up on the Wall of Honor tonight.
I bet Jim Germany loved it when either Ed Jones or Joe Holloman had an interception and flipped the field and had a short field. You must have loved that.
I tell you what, I did. And that happened pretty often, too.
So. Guys, when we set this up, we're going to ask you how it felt to see your names go up, but the weather played a role in that. So we're going to do this after the game, I guess, now, right? We're going to do the ceremony after the game. Let's start with you, Joe. How's the last couple of days been for you?
I've been packed full of excitement and enthusiasm, hand cramps from signing autographs, but you know what? Kind of miss it.
Sorry, when were you
That's
last?
That's okay. About 2.5-3 years ago, and yep. I was also at an Elks game during that trip. It was an Eskimo at that time, but
yeah,
it was pre-pandemic, and yeah.
Lots changed.
Lots have changed. Yes.
Ed, how about you? What's the last couple of days been like for you? As you've
been a little hectic. Been getting a lot of congratulatory.
Procedure. Ed Jones, Joe Holloman, and Jim Germany with us here in the booth right now as we now count down to their ceremony, which was to be at the half, but because of the lightning and weather delay, they have pushed that now to post game tonight. So. You'll hear a lot of it on our post-game show coming up right here on 6:30, Jed. Jim, when were you last in Edmonton?
2010. Up here for Jackie Parker's golf tour.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, yep. for sure. There's a lot of guys back for that. What was it like this week? I imagine you saw a lot of guys you haven't seen in a long, long time.
I've seen a lot of guys, and I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, Jim, well, I watched you when you were young, when I was young. I'm like, okay, thanks for reminding me I'm old, okay? But yeah, it's been a great experience, and most of all for my grandkids and my daughter. So it's been great because I saw the smile on their faces, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's the cool thing. It was a nice little reception yesterday for you guys up in the alumni room. Man, there was a lot of good football players in that room, wasn't there, yesterday?
Oh, yeah. It's been a little hectic week. I've had more text messages of congratulations in the last 3 days than I probably had in the last 3 years.
You guys, tell me, who'd you guys hear from that you maybe didn't expect to hear from? Anything there or not?
Well, my phone service went out as soon as I flew into Canada, so nobody could call me. So that was kind of refreshing, though.
So you're incommunicado right now.
Yep, nope, had none. So it was kind of refreshing. So it was a good thing.
Well, I got a couple of text messages from friends from college.
Yeah.
That I had no idea they had any way of knowing what was going on. And it was great.
What always amazes me is most players who have played here, you're not from Canada, you're not from Edmonton, but you come up here and you somehow fall in love with it. And now I've lived here for all of my life, almost 50 years, so I get it. But tell me from your accounts, whoever wants to take it here, Jim, maybe we'll start with you. How did you fall in love with Edmonton?
Well, I fell in love with Edmonton when I first got here, and I tell the story about there was a large mountain of snow down the south side of town, and
not always the best impression.
Well, but I came up out of shape, and so I had 2 weeks to try to get in shape because it was so cold. So I figured, you know what, it's cold, they won't know that I'm out of shape, so let me run after practice. So for me, that was perfect.
How about for you, Joe?
Joe. All right, I'm here. What was the question?
You're not from Canada, you're not from Edmonton, but players who come up here love Edmonton. How'd you fall in love with Edmonton?
Okay, let me get my privilege out first so I can remember stuff. I fell in love because I fell in love with the people that were around. All right, I had a little bit of a edge, is that when I first showed up, I had a college teammate named Calvin Harrell that was a tailback, and he was already in the city and playing football. So I actually had a chauffeur, if you want to put it. I had a chauffeur, and Calvin put me on his back and carried me everywhere he went and made sure that I got to know the city of Edmonton, and then I met some gorgeous people.
All right. Hey. Wrap it up. Go on, Ed.
Ed really fell in love with the city because he's still here.
He still live here, yeah.
Yes, I've been here, living here 42, 43 years now, and I fell in love with the people that were here that supported us, and I still have many friends from that period, and during the course of 40-some years, picked up a whole bunch more friends. Also, I mentioned that I got more texts in the last 3 days than I had in the last 3 weeks from football players, high school guys, Bantam guys that I used to coach up here. I've been coaching football up here for about 30-some years now.
Wow. You guys obviously played a lot of games in this league between the three. You won a lot of great cups. So how much do you watch now, and how different is the game? Do you guys in the States, do you get to see a lot of games, Joe?
No, we don't. A few years back, the CFL was big in the U.S. You got to see a lot of games. But now, TSN doesn't carry it. And ABC, NBC, naturally, they're going to flock to the NFL for coverage of their games. And now with the NFL playing all day on Sunday and Monday night, Thursday night, you don't get very much CFL there at all.
Yeah, hard to get.
And that's sad.
Jim, what's your thoughts on the game now? How much have you seen in recent years?
It's the same for me. It's not shown that much. My first experience really is just watching this. And I was just thinking how... look at the way these guys are playing. Since I came here, I heard how terrible they were. And so I guess that five in a row Magic is here in the house. I think that guy's like, we better play a little bit.
Yeah, well, we couldn't give you enough good weather for your show at halftime, so maybe they'll give you a win for your post-game show. And just to let everybody know again, they're going to do the unveiling of the Wall of Honor plaques for these three guys after the game tonight. Late night. Man, us old guys are having trouble staying awake, I'm sure. Yeah. Jim Germany, Ed Jones, and Joe Holloman.
All three of us had to bendy up just so we could get up the stairs.
Are you guys been hanging out in the alumni room?
Speak for yourself.
No, we
was
in
ready.
In the suite?
No.
I was ready to try to steal someone's uniform, see if I could get out there and do something.
Well, they could use a quality running back right now because it's a little hard on the run in the run game right now.
I tell you what, I think they're playing great. I really do.
Yes, I do as well.
I think they're playing inspired football. So I think the key is bringing us back every week when they play.
Sure.
just a thought.
Leave it to Morley and I. We'll get it done.
Yeah, we'll get it done. If they win tonight, it's the first win at home since 2019. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
man.
You're coming back in a couple of weeks for the next game against Ottawa.
I tell you what, it looked like Warren Moon. You sure that's not him?
Boy, he's running with a purpose tonight, though, and very decisive. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you, Coach Chris Jones was talking about this as well, is a good team knows how to deal with adversity.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean everything's going to go right, even in the championship season.
Right.
How important is it to learn about handling adversity so you can learn how to handle prosperity?
Well, we call it winning ugly.
Exactly.
A win's a win.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. There were some games that we were in pretty tough and might have only won by a couple of points, and that might have come in the last quarter. But you're always going to have those kind of games,
yeah.
And that's the measure of a good team, to come out ahead in those kind of games.
Well, I always know the old line is, ugly win beats pretty loss
any day of the week.
7 days a week, 365. There you go.
We're talking yesterday with you guys. We were talking about the fun you had, and then I mentioned, well, you won all the time. So, that kind of helps, doesn't it?
Well, it wasn't that easy because, everybody gave us their A game. And so, a lot of times, too, with Coach Campbell, we want to kill people, and he said, now, man, we have to play them again, so don't say anything bad about
it. Here we go.
Guys, thanks so much for coming by. I know you've been busy. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope the ceremony goes great afterwards. I had a blast talking to you guys yesterday and hearing some stories. So, Jim, Ed, Joe, thanks very much for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. All right,
Ed,
great stuff.
Thank you.
Joe Holloman.
Thanks, Joe.
Ed Jones and Jim Germany.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.